you that.
Oh.
Whew.
Oh.
So, we're still here. We're going to stay here until someone else comes.
And prize it from our cold, dead hands.
Exactly. But, just in case, we have to sign off, and then we'll re-sign on for the next hour. So, Willie B, will you take the honors?
Yeah. This is Willie B, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tufts.
Tufts. Bird watching. Libretti, it's not the same doing it not with you at the end. I tried to coax Will into doing it, but he didn't get the bird watching.
Sorry. Bird watching.
Okay.
That was bad. That was
okay. We'll work on it. Okay. And then our next hour here.
Can I have lessons, please?
Of course. But we got a big day tomorrow, Will and I. We were just talking about how we have yoga at 10. It's going to be so warm.
I'm excited. Never done yoga in a class setting before.
Oh, man.
Core Power, if you're out there, I'm going to get your free week and I'm never going to come again.
Hells yeah, he is.
I'm coming for you.
And I'm going to get your yoga certified this summer.
And then I'm going to be friends with an expert.
Hells yeah, you are. Unless I defriend you because I'm above it after yoga teacher training.
Sounds like a strong possibility.
That probably will happen. I think I'm really going to take teacher training to heart and really just internalize the mindfulness and the breathing and maybe move to Costa Rica and start a farm. You really never know.
I stand that.
But honestly, you're welcome to come to Costa Rica with me, Will.
It's a beautiful country.
As long as you grow out your mustache more.
It's already on the way.
It is.
Yes.
Will walked into our house today and he goes, "Why did no one mention my mustache?" And I was like, "Because we're just used to you popping up with a mustache every now and then these days."
Yeah, I guess so. It's been a while.
Has been a while. But, yeah. Anything else we want to tell the fans?
I don't know. Should you just sing the next song for them?
Maybe. Oh, we could play some Little Mermaid. Speaking of Little Mermaid, I was Little Mermaid in my senior year high school musical. Pretty big deal, I'm not going to lie. But I brought my Heelys to school this summer to restart that passion of mine.
Sorry, what did those two things have to do with each other?
Oh my gosh, we wore Heelys in the show because we were swimming.
Understood.
Yep. Sorry, I should have made that clear.
Yeah, it was seemed like a non sequitur at the time.
I see that now in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was saying it at first, oh, my mom said Amanda sing something. Okay.
It's requested.
Here we go.
It's requested than more things than anyone. I don't know what that was supposed to. Okay. Just
we have. We yeah. Okay. You know what? Maybe at 11, I'll sing something if we're still here. Oh, she said LOL. I think she knows she embarrassed me.
Moms.
Classic. Come on, Kath. All right, I'm just stalling because I'm trying to find a good song to cue up. But, I know what I'm cueing. My brother said Playground by Steve Lacy. It's funky. So here we go. I really hope you don't steer us and our many viewers in the wrong direction, Alex, because a lot of people are relying on you right now. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for that, Alex. Really appreciate it. Next up, we got Mike Posner. Thanks to our boy Wilt. It's one of his new songs. Apparently, he's a changed man.
He's doing a walk across America. One day I was scrolling through Instagram.
Of course.
And there was a sponsored post.
Of course.
And it was Mike Posner's page. And the song was playing, and I was like, say what you will. The song's bop.
So without further ado, what's it called, Will?
Move On by Mike Posner.
Baby.
I wish Tracy Chapman was my friend. She would know exactly what to say. Beginnings always hide themselves in ends. At some point I will be okay. I got high when I met you. I got high to forget you. I feel pain, I don't want to, but I have to. Yeah, I have to. If I wanna move on. Shaman in LA to hear some things I wanted to hear. Everyone just wants to feel good. Everyone just wants to disappear. Called up girls that live in my hometown to help fill up the minutes. Lit a match and sage my house down.
If I wanna move on, move on. aliens, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaping across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on a life. Nah, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
Okay, we're back. That was my all-time favorite childhood bop. Little Price Tag by Jessie J featuring B.O.B. Would you like to say a few words on B.O.B.?
Well, we realize a controversial figure to some, given his status as a flat earther.
Only to some, though.
We just feel like on bird watching, we like to represent all perspectives.
We really do.
Especially the very, 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 very likely possibility that the earth is flat.
Yep.
You heard it here on bird watching. Bird Hot watching take. Flat earthers.
ASMR edition. fun story about flat earthers. I don't know if you knew, to all those fans out there, but I worked at a smoothie bowl shop this past summer. Well, a full summer ago now. Still super scarred by it. It was called Fruitables. Yeah, it was really a horrible experience, but there's a man outside many days that I worked there where there's a man petitioning for a flat earth agenda, and to capitalize on his point of view, my boss made me take out samples to the people that would crowd around said flat earth man and hand out free smoothie bowl samples as they're listening to him give his talk. So I just thought that was notable. So yeah, up next we have another really good song. Will asked if I liked Wrecked Orange County. I said yeah. He said, do you like Television / So Far So Good? I said never heard it.
So she's about to hear it with all of you.
I hope this
all
is
all three of you.
No, I think we're really racking up some viewership now. Bachelorette is over. People best tune in.
Paige, no excuse.
Paige, Owen, no excuse.
Get on here.
All right, here we go. Little Television, So Far So Good. I hear it's like a Broadway tune. You all know how much I love the Broadway tunes. Okay.
Hey, I'm not afraid. I can be myself and I hope you can be as well, 'cause I can make you feel alright. And there was so much happiness that we were still yet to find. I said that you can call me Alex, baby. Welcome to my life. But don't worry, girl. No, I'm not sure if I'm into you. The last time that you checked, I was probably so sad and confused. Something new. I know somebody that you could choose. What about me? What about me? What about me and you together? Something that could really last forever. What about me? What about me? What about me and you together? Something that could really last forever. bed, and I begin to wonder why. I guess that I'd be lying to myself, because who the fuck would be dumb enough to reject an offer? Oh, what an offer now, 2, 2, 10, 1, 5. Couple hours can change your life. Frank saying, oh, what a night, what a night. What the fuck is a girlfriend? I'ma need advice. Maybe I should go outside so I could get a fucking life. I made a friend and she spent the night, and now I'm in love and she remained in my life. Back when we spoke in Europe, I need insurance on my emotions. I can't get hurt again. If I could just be happy by the end of this song. But if by the time you hear it, you are already gone, and it didn't go to plan, then why should I continue in this life? When there's no one around to be the one who makes me smile. So far, everything's good. Crowd in tears when they hear this. Is that so wrong?
He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me.
Talking with David, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life. Coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la la la, did it all, la la.
Alright, we're back. Honestly, such a bop. We're about to have a caller real soon, I think. A very special caller who was called out earlier for watching The Bachelor, but I guess since it's over, you can call in now.
Bachelorette.
The Bachelor. You can see how much I don't like that show. Well, actually, it is amusing. I just don't like the premise. So I am morally against
it. Amanda's not shallow like that.
Mm-mm.
You can't just find your soulmate that way, you know?
No, you can't.
It's unrealistic. It
takes you years of cultivation / first finding yourself on the coast of Costa Rica on a farm.
Do you believe in soulmates, Amanda?
I do believe in soulmates.
Genuinely? Really?
Yeah, I do. Do you?
No.
What?
What's your definition of soulmate?
Like somebody who you're like so compatible with that you could... Because at this point, like, I don't really know if I can picture myself living the rest of my life with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, somebody that I could imagine, like, in 50 years still, like, chilling with all day, every day.
But do you think you have, like, one soulmate or, like, a very limited number of soulmates or, like...
Yeah, I think, like, it's all about, like, the right timing. I think Owen can weigh into this really well. But, Owen, you there, bud?
I'm there.
Oh, my God, welcome.
The good people of Medford.
Thanks for calling in. You're a second caller of the night. What's your take on soulmates, Owen?
Can I get back to that?
Yeah, sure.
So, first I would like to say, last song choice, beautifully done.
Oh, thank you so much.
everlasting bop. Secondly, before I called in, I got a quick snippet of you trashing me watching The Bachelorette.
No, never.
I mean, you pulling a Luke T here and lying to my face?
No, I'm lying to you over the airwaves.
That was a Bachelorette reference that you wouldn't get.
How's Cassie doing?
Who?
Cassie. Is she not the Bachelorette? No, she won last season. What was her name?
So you know what's going on. You just...
I kind of know what's going on.
Wow.
Who do you watch with? Is it just you?
I'm doing well, Owen. How are you?
Good, brother. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours, too. I am really itching to know how you feel about this whole soulmate thing, though.
Well, all right.
You just watched an hour of television focused on love. You must have a take on it.
Amanda, don't tell me short.
Okay.
Bachelorette is a 2-hour commitment.
Holy shit. Oh, wait. So when Paige was like at like 7:50, like, oh, I think I'm going to like head over to my house. Like, she said it so casually. She was definitely going to watch The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. She made that clear.
But I thought it started at 9.
8 to 10, baby.
Holy.
Oh, man.
You're a true champion.
That's longer than most movies.
I usually watch it recorded, and that way it's only like 70 minutes, but with commercials, it's 2 hours.
That's okay, bud.
Not gonna lie, they milked this one. Anyways, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Off air. Sorry, Medford.
No, Medford loves it. I don't know if anyone's listening anymore because my parents stopped texting with suggestions, which makes me think that they went to bed.
How many listeners you got right now?
They don't... Oh, let me check. Here we go, everyone. I'm not quite sure. Well, you keep talking, and I'll try to find it.
Alright, Will, what do you want to ask me about soulmates?
Do you believe in them?
Like, do I believe that there's only one person out there for each person?
Well, see, I think that's what we were kind of unclear about. That was sort of my definition of soulmates, but I think Amanda had a sort of different one, and I empathize with that definition, but let's go with the first one, the one that you mentioned.
If that definition is the definition of soulmates, there's only one person out there for every person, then I don't think I believe in that kind of soulmate.
Well, what about you, Mandy B?
Yeah, I don't think there's...
You don't believe in that
I don't
one.
Think there's only
okay,
one
yeah,
person
yeah, yeah,
for every person,
yeah.
But I do think that, like, you'll most likely only meet one person in your life that you will probably, like, spend with forever, but that just is, like, a matter of timing and, like,
well, ideally,
luck.
Right? If you believe in monogamous marriage, ideally it'd only be one.
No, I'm kind of polygamy out here.
Or just the multiple divorces. Like, I mean, yeah, no. I think you'd hope.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm saying, like, just the odds are that, like, you know, people meet someone in, like, their respective circles, which are never that big. It's like, you know, these things are, like, obviously there's, like, a huge percentage of people that aren't going to work well with you. But within a certain range, it's like you make things work. You learn to like certain things about them that you might not normally like about other people. I feel like there's an extent to which we, like, sort of, you know, not force it on ourselves, but, like, allow it to happen.
Yeah.
And so, but I think a lot of people like to, like, romantically overinflate the idea that there's, like, this one person that's going to be... you know, the panacea to all your romantic needs.
Yeah, I get that. And I think if you're searching for that, then, like, you'll never find it. Because, like, it's just, like, if
also
you have
true.
Standards like that.
Also true. Pressing too hard.
Yeah. Really beautiful chat.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got deep.
I'm glad we got deep, too. We've been an hour and a half out here and yet to get deep, but it just happened, fam. But let's get back to some lighter stuff. Owen, how is the South?
Okay. How is that a lighter question?
I just want to know how your life is, and I would think the viewers are curious as well. There's 11, if you're wondering.
Oh, I was wondering. That's...
Are you sure there's 11? I feel like it always says 11.
I agree. I really...
One time Amanda and I had 13. But
yeah, we
I
did.
11 really fast.
Yeah, I think it, like, there's
Denny,
no...
Denny, call in.
I think 11 just means 0.
Do you want me to text Denny and Tyler?
Probably.
I'll text Danny.
We can take one more caller. But yeah. Any song requests, Owen, while you're tuning in your buddies from home?
You know what my song request is.
Okay, I got it.
So the South is good. It's hot. We've had now 15 straight days above 90 degrees in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're melting. But we have air conditioning down here, which mentally you guys should really learn about.
Really no, cool. I think we've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's just like still moving north. But it's kind of chilly here.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shivering a little bit as we walked over.
He really
was.
I would say 50.
Yeah. Nah.
Oh my God.
Probably like mid-50s, or is it?
Oh, it's real breezy right now.
Says 57 on theoldweather.com application.
But no sun, and it's breezy, so it's definitely a little cold.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will and I walked over here. No, nothing like a little nighttime stroll.
Are you guys all moved into your houses and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm in Philly for the summer, but I just...
Are you just visiting?
He's just visiting.
I don't start work till next week, so I took the time to...
Oh, that's a nice little... break in there then.
Yeah, it really is. My company was moving offices and they didn't want to overlap, so I got lucky.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a champion. Medford's happy to have him.
Medford can always use a little Will Human.
Thanks, Owen.
That's really true.
Manny Beans, where are you living? What's your addy? Or don't say it out loud.
Well, I'm not gonna say it on the airwaves. Oh my God. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, this is the ASMR version.
Whispers.
Oh my God. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. They can always hear you.
Oh, and I just have one thing to say.
Don't say it, Will.
Self-catheterization.
Oh, man. Come on, dude.
Everybody say it with us. Three.
No.
Two, one. Self-catheterization.
These guys are weird. I don't like that.
Okay, well, now we have a really good song coming up. Owen said I would know what his song request was, and I do know, but I'm playing a different song instead, and I think it's going to throw him off, but he's going to be really pleased with it.
Ooh, I'm curious.
Amanda.
No, you're going to like it, I promise. Okay, here we go, everyone.
Wait, no, can I tell a joke before you cut me off?
Okay.
Bring it on, baby.
I was really close to cutting you off.
How do Japanese chihuahuas say hello?
Wait, should we come back with the punchline after the song?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
I've been waiting half my life just to be the one.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. For those that like the same sex, had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. Even if I tried.
gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're...
Curled up in the back of the car, 9 years old, you don't know where you are. And your head's on the window, your eyes are just closed. There's a voice in the front and a hush on the road. You're a passenger, but your mind is traveling on. Open your eyes and you're 9 years older. Hands on the wheel and you're racing on over. To lie with your first love, you can't wait to see her. You borrow the car and you think you're the driver, but now you're the passenger to your own heart. And it takes you traveling, traveling on. When that morning broke and the sky fell down, it went black as night and the wind blew around and stole your directions. You lost your way home and you felt like a passenger left by the road. Well, I'll tell you the reason you couldn't get home, 'cause it's nowhere you've been and it's nowhere you're going. Home is only a feeling you get in your mind. The people you love and you travel beside. You may feel like a passenger, but now you're the driver. You got to go traveling, traveling on. If you break down, it's a cold, hard shoulder. So fill up your mind and fire up your heart and drive on. On the road, it's a beautiful day. Pick up all the friends you can find on your way, and if you lose direction, they'll be there guiding you on, guiding you, guiding you on. We're all going the same way down this long road. So yes, we're all.
Okay, I think we're back. Oh, and you're welcome to call back in now if you want. But you're also welcome to chill. I'm honestly getting a little sleepy out here. How about you, Will?
Yeah, I feel that.
2 hours on the airwaves is a lot, man.
Yeah. Oh, I have a good song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cue it up. Surprise me.
Yeah, but I'm getting sleepy too.
Yeah, this could be our last song, everybody. We almost made it to 2 hours. Maybe next time. Some people.
Although we'd love to do a marathon.
We'll do a marathon another day. We're out here preparing for, like, we came in late, like, we were sleepy. Oh, Owen's calling. You're back. You there?
Couldn't let the listeners not hear the punchline of my joke.
Never.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Okay. Wait, do you want to repeat the joke in case we have any new listeners from the last 4 or so minutes? Even though it's still 11, we could have lost one but added a new one, you know?
Really fast at the same time.
Exactly.
All right, so to recap, my 11 best friends.
Mm-hmm.
This joke starts out with a nice, interesting question. It goes...
Wait, can you whisper it in ASMR?
How do Japanese chihuahuas say hello?
How?
Konnichiwa.
That was excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
When did you hear that?
I'm looking at it on my Twitter feed.
Aw. Guys, Owen's a huge
Twitter
guy.
Owen?
Oh, there are not a lot of things that I like more than Twitter.
Me too, Owen. Give me a follow.
Do you guys want to share your Twitter handles on the air so you can gain 11 new, I don't know, Twitter followers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been stuck at 303 followers for I think the past 3 years.
That's okay.
Mm.
I'm sure you're gaining new.
Yeah,
ones.
I think I've only lost followers since high school. I was once at over 500, but I've been on a steady decline.
What's your at? Let me find you.
I think it's just my name.
Willie B, if you're wondering.
Yeah, man. Will you man?
Yeah.
No, that's not you. Will you man? No, that could be you, but... Do you know what your profile picture is?
Yeah, it's me and TDC. It's just Will You... Just literally, it's like my name, no space. W-I-L-L-Y-O-U-M-A-N.
Is this the song you're hoping for?
Oh, I found you. There you are. Following.
Aw, guys. You guys are both going to go up one follower. Oh, and you're going to be at 304.
I saw that Luke Wilson tweet. That was funny.
Yeah, it was a good tweet.
He looks exactly like Mueller.
That's awesome. Wait, guys, I heard a really good tweet the other day. I'm going to misquote it because... Oh, wait, no, I have it. Okay. Ready, everyone?
Ready.
I like that part of America where if you put mayonnaise on potatoes, it becomes a salad.
Of the South.
Also the Midwest.
That's gross.
That's potato salad, baby.
That's what are you so talking
gross.
About?
That's true. It's a tomato salad. Let me see. I don't know if I have any other good tweets. Every time I get in an Uber, I jokingly point and shout, "Follow that car," like I'm in a movie. The drivers never think it's funny, and my passenger rating is 2.4. But that's showbiz, baby.
Oh, I love those. Like that.
Wait, I have a good one. It's a GovBall theme from the weekend I saw.
Oh, please. That's so timely.
Your woman crush Wednesday called you crying from GovBall because her Fila disruptors got stuck in the mud and she needs to be towed out.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I think it's excellent tweet to end on. Will, do you want to send us out with one last read of the sign?
Yeah. Wait, one more.
One more tweet, everyone.
I love millennials so much. We turn skipping breakfast into intermittent fasting. That's so creative.
Millennials out there, please eat.
Eat.
Oh, I'm sending you one. I'm sending you both one. I'm going to text it to you because it's not...
It's NSFW?
No, it doesn't make sense if I read it out loud.
Oh, understood.
Oh.
Well, I want to hear you guys' damn it. Will, I don't have your number. It's going to Amanda. You guys have to both look at it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you Will's number, though, so you guys can text over the summer.
Sounds good. I'll send you good tweets.
That's That would make my summer.
Yeah, me too. Send them right back.
Wait, guys, can we group chat?
Of course. I'll send all the good tweets. Yeah,
perfect.
You should.
Okay.
Well, hey, 11 listeners, if any of you want to be in this group chat, let us know.
Please call in.
Just call in.
You got 9 minutes left. But honestly, Will and I are going to be out here before that.
Yeah.
But before we go, one last ASMR for the road.
Okay. So what should I say? Just, this is like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Willie B.
And this is Mandy B. Wait, let Owen go too.
And this is, I forgot my DJ name.
It's something about Lil Cheez-It.
DJ Lil Cheez-It.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
I really am bad at picking up the signals on that one. I'm a little slow.
I'm ready. I need you.
All right.
Okay, we're going to try one more time. Bird watching. Tweet, tweet.
Should we cue him into our last song?
We should.
So this is a song I've really been jamming to lately. Some pretty emotional lyrics. Pretty emotional roller coaster of a song. And it's called
Aphasia by Pine Grove. Enjoy.
Self-catheterization.
So satisfied, I said a lot of things tonight. So long aphasia and the ways that kept me hiding. It's not so much exactly all the words I use. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get explained. You're listening to Stand It Out since I've been crying. So long aphasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long the silent nerves and hesitant oblivion. Unprecedented confidence in speaking. Stick around, I'm thinking things will be alright. Newly delivered, won't you live with me tonight? Something tonight was such a letdown. Pace around the place so quiet in my cell. Wake the next and see my silence when I'm felt. Just when I thought I had this pattern sorted out. Apparently my ventricles are full of doubt. Now things go wrong sometimes, don't let myself, I wrote this little song. One day I won't need your love. One day I won't define myself by the one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but I think you just taunt me, baby. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't.